I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, The Bird Show.
This might be the very first time we've done a quote-unquote War of the Roses with somebody that doesn't even think that their husband is screwing around on them. This was more of a test than anything else. Hey, Lee, good morning.
Good morning.
So for those that didn't hear yesterday, why are we tempting your man with free flowers if you don't think that he is messing around on you in any way, shape, or form?
Because I want to say that if he is offered free flowers for Valentine's Day, that he will send them to me because he never does.
So there's not...
There's always, an excuse.
Okay, so the end game here isn't to catch him cheating. The end game here is, look, for years and years and years, and how many years were you talking about yesterday?
We've been married 8 years, and I've never received flowers for Valentine's Day.
Nothing. And no present, no flowers, no nothing, right? He just lets the day go. And I think yesterday you told us that he said that he either forgets the day or it's just not an important day for him, and it's a Hallmark-generated holiday. So he doesn't do anything at all, right?
It's a waste of money, or... that he just forgot. But here someone is offering him a free thing and he has a choice to send it to me. And I want to see if he does.
Now, have you expressed to him over the years that this is something that is important to you, that it would make you feel special and valued and seen if he would go out of his way a little bit and, I don't know, get you a bouquet of flowers?
I have, okay. And he seems receptive at the time, but then it just never happens.
It never comes.
See, to me, it would just feel like here I've communicated this with you,
this
and year in and year out, you are ignoring me, and it becomes much more than a Valentine's Day set of flowers or chocolate. It's much deeper for me than that.
No, 100%. And would you say, like, this is how he was always throughout your relationship? Like, did it start after you guys got married, or did you marry this guy knowing that this was just kind of his behavior?
It started more, I think, after we got married, because before he was, he was a little bit more attentive. It was a little bit different. I mean, I know people change after marriage, but it just makes me feel bad that he doesn't take into account my feelings on this.
Sure.
This reminds me of the scene in The Breakup with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn. And she's like, I want you to want to do these things. Mm-hmm. And he's like, why would I want to do these things? And it's like, because you love me.
Why would I want to make you happy? All right. So you want to take it from here, Chris?
Yes. So we did do War of the Roses, Leah, on your husband. We sent a promotional email to the email address you provided us in the subject line, because we were very intentional about what our mission was here. And this was not to prove that he was cheating, just to prove that he can be thoughtful. It says, make her Valentine's Day. with a free, in all caps, bouquet.
You can't make it easier than that.
It's literally in the subject line. In exchange, he's asked to share some promo codes for a percentage off a future order. And he's offered these flowers to choose from. One, long-stemmed love. 2 dozen long-stemmed red roses. The quintessential bouquet for your one and only Valentine.
That's the one he should immediately default to.
My funny Valentine, burgundy ranunculus mixed with Mariposa carnations, a passionate gift for the woman who doesn't love the traditional. Then there is hello, sunshine. No Valentine, no problem. Brighten anyone's day with this bright and bold medley of sunflowers, orange roses, crispidia, and mixed greenery gathered in a rustically elegant galvanized pail. And then lastly, sweet dreams. A surprising bouquet of king-sized candy treats, a tasty gift for Valentine's Day or any day. So we sent the first promotional email at 9:42 a.m., and Leah, he took no time. He placed an order at 10:10 a.m.
This is very, very good news.
He did not choose the flowers, but he did choose sweet dreams, a surprising bouquet of king-sized candy treats. Do you have a sweet tooth, Leah?
I do not.
That's because he sent it to himself.
No!
Okay.
This is a first. He said delivery for Friday morning to be delivered to a business address. I'm assuming it's his place of employment. And the note on the card just says, yum.
Like Y-U-M, yum?
Yum. Just like he is literally sending himself chocolates and not sending anything to his wife for Valentine's
Day. Okay, is it possible this thing still has to play out? Is it possible that in his very not romantic thinking, he sent that to himself so he will turn around and he will give them to her rather than him having them delivered to her directly?
Then why on the card would he just put yum?
Because he had to put something or the order wouldn't go through.
Okay.
So this is his placeholder.
Could have wrote like sweets for my sweet.
Could have got the flowers instead of the actual candy. The guy loves himself. That's all I can take from this.
He loves himself a treat.
Yes, he does.
I'm really sorry, Leah.
I would not say this is played out yet.
This is so played out. The movie's over. The credits have run.
I'm with you on that. I see the credits and, you know, that little part at the end of the film that's like, why are you still here?
Oh, that's sad.
I think you got to wait until Valentine's Day. In case he, I mean, if I were him, I would have showered you with all of the gifts, but maybe he has something else planned. And so let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe homeboy just likes some candy bars and you've got something better that you're going to get in a week.
Don't default to doomsday yet. Maybe these are for you. And like Cassie said, maybe he's coupling this with something else. So let's talk to you right after Valentine's Day and just confirm that we were all wrong. Okay.
You can gift him with divorce papers.
I will reserve judgment, but I have to say I'm really not that optimistic.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. So you'll be pleasantly surprised. That's all.
Anything.
I think. All right. We'll talk to you right after Valentine's Day, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's screwed.
Yep.
Hey, The Bird Show.